"It's marvelous," I replied, "and I truly see, Captain, how right you are to use this force. It's sure to take the place of wind, water, and steam."
"But that's not all, Professor Aronnax," Captain Nemo said, standing up. "And if you'd care to follow me, we'll inspect the Nautilus's stern." In essence, I was already familiar with the whole forward part of this underwater boat. And here are its exact subdivisions, going from amidships to its spur, the dining room, 5 meters long, and separated from the library by watertight bulkhead. In other words, it couldn't be penetrated by the sea. The library, 5 meters long. The main lounge, 10 meters long, separated from the captain's stateroom by a second watertight bulkhead. The aforesaid stateroom, 5 meters long, mine, 2.5 meters long, and finally air tanks, 7.5 meters long and extending to the stem post. Total a length of 35 meters. Those were cut into the watertight bulkheads and were shut hermetically by means of India rubber seals, which ensured complete safety aboard the Nautilus in the event of a leak in any one section. I followed Captain Nemo down gangways located for easy transit and arrived amidships there. I found a sort of shaft heading upward between two watertight bulkheads. An iron ladder, clamped to the wall, led to the shaft's upper end. I asked the captain what this ladder was for. "It goes to the skiff," he replied.